Imagine you're dying and the people you love don't know that you love them. That's the worst. You would regret it. So don't be stupid. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to another episode of The Vegan Life. You've come to the right place if you want to be a happier, healthier, and more successful human being. Thanks for investing time in the most important thing of your life, which is your health and your well-being. Today is a special day because today is, who knows it, World Mental Health Day. And because I love you so much, I will share five habits with you. Five habits and beliefs that I adopted and they just helped me a lot. And I think they could transform your life. Without further ado, I would say let's just start with the first one. My most favorite one. And this opinion is so unpopular. Every single time I share this, people like, what are you talking? Number one is, I believe that everything is my fault. Let me ask you a question. Who creates your emotion? Who creates your emotions? Who is responsible for your behavior? You. The answer is always you. Obviously, you can't always influence what happens to you, but you can decide how you react. That's why I think everything is my fault. Because if you think the opposite, and I see that actually a lot, like this whole blame game, you did this, and this is the reason why I react like this. This thing happened in my childhood. That's why I'm so rude today. That's the blaming mentality. We take responsibility for our emotions, for our behavior. And we literally, it's just the truth. Like, we create our thoughts. Our thoughts, or the quality of our thoughts, determine the quality of our lives. If we understand that, if we understand that we have the power of choosing our perspective, stuff gets crazy. I'll give you an example. Let's say Susie and Anna, they both go to work. They're sitting at their desk the whole day, and around 12 p.m., Josh comes into their room, into their office, and accidentally, he puts some coffee on their dress. Like, Anna and Susie obviously don't know each other. It happens. I don't know. Anna lives in London. Susie lives in Jamaica. Doesn't really matter. Anna freaks out. Anna yells at Josh, and Anna's whole day is just ruined. It was a really expensive dress. And she comes home, talks to her spouse, and just complains, and she's in a really bad mood. And the next day she goes to work, and she's still in a bad mood and doesn't talk to Josh, even though they're actually friends. Susie reacts completely different. Same thing happened, coffee on her fancy, expensive designer dress. But she's like, okay, Josh, it was not your intention. The dress is dirty, we can't change it anymore, let's bring it, to a laundry. We'll fix it, it's all right, it happened. We can't change our past, and you didn't do it on purpose, so let's just not waste more time feeling bad because of it, because we can't change it. Same thing happens, two completely different reactions. One person chose to take responsibility for her emotions and her behavior, and the other one played the blame game. Don't play the blame game. That's why I decide what I decided. And still, don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I still have moments where I blame other people or where I react a certain way and I don't really like how I react. And then I see it and I feel it in the moment where I react. I'm like, nah, that's not you, Axel. That's your ego. That's blame game. Stop that. And every single time when you catch yourself, you should celebrate. It's a win. I think this is so powerful. The second thing, journalizing. I think you should just call it journaling, journalizing, journal. Anyways, you got me. I have a morning journal since, I don't really know. I've been using it for a couple of years. Super, super simple questions every single morning. Question number one, what am I grateful for? Why this question? Simple. You can't be grateful and angry at the same time. You can't be grateful and sad or mad or whatever at the same time. It's black or white. Gratitude is the freaking key. Once you mastered gratitude, you live in a beautiful state most of the time. And by simply asking yourself, you set your focus on things you're grateful for. Like, simple task. For all the people who are not driving a car right now, close your eyes. Or if you're on a bicycle, don't close your eyes. Close your eyes and think of a person who is just a blessing in your life. A person that makes you happy. Think of his or her face. Think of her smile or of his smile. And probably, if your eyes are still closed and you're still thinking of this face, you will smile. That's exactly what I mean. You shift your awareness, you shift your focus on the things you're grateful for. And as I said, being grateful and angry doesn't work at the same time. So if we are grateful, if we are truly grateful, we live in a beautiful state, and that's the goal. Question number two, what would make today great? Usually, most of the people wake up and they ask themselves, what could go wrong today? What are things that I don't want to do today? I do the opposite. I ask myself, what would make today great? What do I want to do today? And I write it down. Question number three, how do I want to behave today? I literally set intentions. I want to be kind. I want to behave in this certain way. It's different for everyone. But like, setting intentions is really, really important. I actually adopted it I think it's Oprah. Yeah. Oprah always asks before a meeting, what is our intention? What is our output? What do we want to create? And I do the same stuff. I ask myself, what is my intention? What do I want to get out of it? How do I want to serve? I think that's super, super powerful. Number three, meditation. And I know I already talked 277 times about this topic, but it's just so powerful and it had such a big impact on my life. For everyone who doesn't know how to meditate, there is a beautiful app called Headspace, which will show you how to meditate. It's really, really easy, really, really, really simple. Do I still have to mention that it's super healthy, that studies prove that your mental health improves like crazy if you meditate? Probably not. I probably said it 777 times. Number four, and one of my favorites, cold shower. A cold shower in the morning is such a blessing. Ugh. Not only really healthy, not only good for your lymph system, I mean, you start breathing, but also you tell your mind already in the morning. It's the first thing that I do. Maybe I pee before, but let's pretend I don't pee. First thing in the morning is you are telling your mind, hey, listen, I know the water's cold. I know you don't want to do it, but you know what? I don't care. We're going to do it anyways because I'm the boss. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, and your limiting beliefs, your scarcity will not stop me. I will do it. I'm the boss here. And if you start your day in this way, so many other decisions during the day get so much easier because you're the boss in the early morning. Win the morning, win the day. Last but not least, set a reminder on your phone. Ooh, this one is really, really powerful. Once in a while, if you are my friend, you will receive a message which goes like, hey, I'm super, super grateful for you in my life. I just tell the person why I love them. So I literally set a reminder on my iPhone every once per week that I tell someone that I love him or her. Usually my brother, usually my sister. It doesn't really matter, but I just share love. It's a beautiful thing. It not only makes the other person happy, it also makes you happy. And I want that you try at least one of these five habits or thoughts or beliefs, however you want to call them. Do it. Like, start meditating. Or maybe just a reminder on your phone. A cold shower in the morning. A morning journal. Finally realizing that everything is your fault. And it's beautiful that everything is your fault. Because then you're not a victim of your circumstances anymore. You know what? Quick little challenge for you. Tell someone who needs to know that you love him or her why you're grateful for them. Like, what is it that they give to you that you, like, share your gratitude, share your love. Because one thing that we forget all the time, we're going to die at some point, and we all don't know when. And imagine you're dying and the people you love don't know that you love them. That's the worst. You would regret it. So don't be stupid. And I would say, take some action. Like, literally text someone now and send me a screenshot. Tag me on Instagram. If you actually did it, it would mean the world to me. It would show me, hey, Axel, it was worth recording this podcast episode. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe. If you haven't already, be sure to leave a review for this podcast. Takes maybe 2 seconds. Helps me a lot to spread the message, to spread more positivity. We freaking need it in this world. We need some actions. We need more people who share love. So go share love. Thanks for sharing your love with me. I freaking love you. And until next time, obviously some great interviews are coming. I'm heading to the UK next week. And then so many great interviews are planned already. VegFest is coming. Hope to see some of you. If you want to get tickets, vegfest.uk, I think, or just Google VegFest. You will find me. I will speak at this event, so definitely come say hello. And even more important, enjoy your day. Mwah! Until next time.